I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the conclusion of Gene Mingo's extraordinary story. But now it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Representatives of the two Koreas forged an agreement this week to have athletes from North and South march together when the Winter Olympics begin next month, and the two nations are going to field a joint women's ice hockey team. Maybe we can't draw too many positive conclusions from all this, but limited cooperation is better than no cooperation, right?
Well, it's further proof of the fact that hockey will save the world. Hockey is going to bring all warring parties in the world together, and everyone will play hockey.
Hockey and cheerleaders, because the North Koreans are sending cheerleaders as well.
Yeah, and you got to believe the cheerleaders are awesome, by the way. I mean, this can only be good, right?
Right.
Assuming that the women's ice hockey team doesn't dissolve in, you know, bitter dissension and recrimination. But, yeah, I mean, this can only be the good, and I'm sure they'll get an amazing hand when they walk into the stadium.
The Vikings prepared for this weekend's NFC Championship game by watching film of players slipping and falling. Shouldn't they have been going over plays or something?
Well, no, the field in Philadelphia is a mess and was a mess during the game against the Falcons. The Falcons were on the one-yard line and were ready to go in for a touchdown that probably would have won the game, and their running back just fell down twice. There was no confidence in the footing there, so the Vikings are not taking any chances.
Until Wednesday night, Charlie, there were six college basketball coaches, men's and women's coaches, who had presided over 1,000 wins, and now there are seven, and I have celebrated the achievements of Barbara Stevens, coach of the women's team at Bentley University before, and I'm biased. She's a friend. Your turn.
She finally got them. I'm so very happy for her. Next stop, Springfield, I hope. Outside of Gino Auriemma and Pat Summitt, I can't think of a better women's basketball coach.
Ted Williams allegedly said that he would have preferred to play baseball in an empty stadium. Two minor league hockey teams had an opportunity to do that on Wednesday night because the home team, Charlotte Checkers, didn't want their fans to drive through a snowstorm. Would this ever happen in Boston, Chicago, or Montreal? This is an argument for going back to the original six, yeah?
Well, I don't know. But the great thing was they also went with a skeleton crew for the game.
Mm.
And the finance guy was the PA announcer. And one of the ticket guys was the guy cleaning the ice. And if I might add, the chief operating officer of the team was running the music in the empty arena. Why they needed music in the empty arena is anybody's guess.
As of Wednesday, 28,000 Pittsburgh Pirate fans had signed a petition asking Major League Baseball to force Pirates owner Bob Nutting to sell the team. What's their complaint?
Well, their complaint is Bob Nutting is in this for the dough, and he's doing the Florida Marlins chop shop operation in Pittsburgh. He traded Andrew McCutchen for a bag of magic beans. I mean, he's only in it to enrich himself. And this is one of the greatest fan bases in all of baseball. There's no question about that. This is the city of Honus Wagner, of Roberto Clemente, of Willie Stargell, and, by the way, of the nicest new ballpark there is. Bill, you and I have said this before. The one unsolvable problem for a fan base is a bad owner. They can't do anything about it. I mean, the owner doesn't have to care.
The Philadelphia Flyers retired Eric Lindros's jersey on Thursday night. I am going to assume you think that's a long overdue development.
I'm really happy for him because I got to know the Lindros family pretty well back in the day. And, of course, Eric had to retire because he was one of the very first concussion casualties in professional sports. I'm very happy for him. I'm very happy for his parents. He came into the league in a very strange way. There was a lot of prejudice and ill feeling by the NHL old guard against him. He had a terrific career. He should have had a much better career. And I think this is an honor he deserves.
And finally, Charlie, if you are a skier in New Gloucester, Maine, you have been officially warned about aggressive dive bombing owls. Boy, Hitchcock's The Birds was scary enough, and they were mostly pretty small compared to dive-bombing aggressive owls.
Yeah, I mean, they, according to owl experts, they're breeding during the winter. These are barred owls. They're breeding during the winter, and they get very territorial. And if you come by on your skis, out come the birds.
It's a new sport, high-risk Olympic skiing.
The sign is wonderful. There's a sign posted, caution, an aggressive owl lives here.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.